chairman to be on the list. I've made some changes myself just when we first started. So we made a substitution. Now here's where we are. I'm the chairman, Mrs. Grasso, Connecticut.
Carl, I got to run, so don't go over the list with me. You just, you're in charge of it. Now, you handle it best you can. I want you to know we got a blow-up coming, and we just got one thing after the other, and all of our people seem to really cherish a difficulty. I don't know why they do, and it winds up in my lap. I know that. I know that you don't, but that's why I thought I ought to call you and tell you what they were up to.
You know Bert's home?
Yes.
Don't you think he's all right? I've got him on.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know how he'll be on this issue. I just know this, that anything that passes the House 175-210 is pretty well splits us wide open, and that's what we oughtn't to have that in here. And I know that Bobby Kennedy is inclined to find anything that that can cause trouble. You can see the civil rights thing. He's got that.
McConnell added on here from North Carolina, and I've got this Sherman from Georgia. I put these on myself, and Ms. Agnew from South Carolina. These people stay put because I've already talked to them. And I think John Moss will stay put.
He hadn't been to a single meeting. You get your best man lined up, and for God's sakes, try to get some lieutenants out there working for you, because this is a mean and dirty and low down thing, and we got to have a decent platform.
That's right. All right, sir.
Okay.